W8FU. W8FSM Mobile Grambling.
W8WOJ, Rick in West Bloomfield.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's life treating you up in Grand Blanc?
It's way too early to be awake. Stand by. I have another call.
Showed up at 8:30, and then it became 8:30, and people start showing up at 9. It's like, no.
Yeah, I'll be there in spirit, guys. Enjoy your breakfast, AVAPR.
Where are you?
In Midland.
Okay. Get the Midland swap.
Roger.
Even from people from Midland don't go to the Midland swap. Wow.
Well, I wanted to go to Monroe, but I can't. So this is my substitute. So it is what it is. Oh, by the way, I was able to actually hear my repeater breaking the squelch just outside of Midland.
Let me guess, the top of the Milwaukee? Like a good band opening should?
Yeah, I was able to actually key it up there, but I heard it on 10, US 10, just outside Midland.
All right. Coming up to 14 miles. Yeehaw. W8.
Okay, enjoy your breakfast, guys. Catch you later. AB8PR.
Don't spend too much of that retirement money, Phil.
No, I spent a whole $7 so far. I'm here to sell.
Here you go. All right. John, I'll see you a bit. Van Dyken 696. WAB. W8FU.
Modded is what you're saying. It all started with trying to find one for same day delivery so I could use it today. And I'm like, man, I'm not spending $100 on a Cobra that takes 9 AA's. And then I was like, wait a minute, I got an idea.
Yeah, don't buy one. I have an extra CB radio that I can give you for sure.
Is it an HT, though? Because that's what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm not on one right now, unfortunately, but it would be nice to have one for when I'm out and about with these guys.
No, it is not an HT. Beggars can't be choosers, man. I'm just kidding. No, it's definitely a mobile unit that I got at work that, you know, a couple of them came in over time, and years ago I had one, so I just got a couple extra laying around.
Well, I appreciate the offer either way, but funny thing is, it's actually kind of fun, but I just want to get an HD. I'll send you the link I'm looking at. If it wasn't $130, I would already bought it. I'm kind of hemming and hawing because it's like, am I ever going to use this? But I've had trucks at my house pretty much every week for the last 2 months, so probably.
Yeah, once it gets over that, like, $75 threshold, you have to think about it, but anything under that, it's like an immediate buy.
Yeah, and I was even looking at those, like, Quenchangs or whatever the hell they are, because they can be modified and whatnot, but their output's like 0.25 milliwatt.
Yeah, I have a, and I'm sure if you get something decent, it's good, but I have, like, a bad taste in my mouth for handheld CB radios, because when I was a kid, like, they had them on sale at ABC Warehouse or something, and, you know, my buddies went and got them, and they barely worked. Like, we could be across the street, and they wouldn't work. So, in my mind, forevermore, CB handheld radios just don't work, which is a ridiculous thought, but, you know, it's one of those things we can't get past.
NADBF, real quick before I go eat my lunch here. CB, it has not impressed me. Like, these guys get a couple, I don't know, they get a mile down the road, 2 miles down the road, and I already lose them. So it's not that good.
Yep. I'm sure that's how it works, but I don't know. Hey, take a look when you get a chance at, there is a, we'll call it a project out there. Google Ray Hunter, R-A-Y Hunter. It is a, I don't even know how to explain it, but basically they're taking an old Wi-Fi hotspot and turning it into a man-in-the-middle detector, which is pretty interesting. I picked up the hotspot and I'm fighting my computer right now to get it loaded onto the routing onto the hotspot. It's a pretty neat thing, though.
All the hacking and defense tools intrigue me. You still got to build a Ponagachi. That was a fun project, and I think I did it for under $100. Yeah, take a look at the picture I sent you and the link I sent you. I'm going to go keep my Jimmy John's real quick. So if you're still out here when I get back, I'll be back out here. But if not, good catching you on the air. It's been a minute.
I will, I'll be out of the car, but I'll likely be in the garage. So I'll throw the radio on when I get home. And after you eat lunch, just call out and I'll be listening for you.
All right, man, sounds good. I've got my note on, too, so if you're over there, I can meet you there. NADBF.
Sounds good. K-8-R-U-H.
W-E-D-I-G. How you doing, Phil? Thanks for coming back to me. Over.
Yeah, I
just coming back from Midland. I went up to the swamp there. Got a real bust.
You didn't come back with anything? Over?
About a couple cables, but other than that, didn't sell a thing.
No. Yeah, I don't know what you're selling, but, yeah, it's like that, I guess. Over.
Yeah, normally I'd be going to the Monroe swap tomorrow, but, I can't. I got another commitment, so thought I'd try this one. Waste of money, gas, and time.
Yeah, ain't that a kick in the head, just like the song says, but, yeah, some of them are like that. I was wondering, is this repeater now, the 442.500, operating at its full capacity now?
Yep. It's a brand new machine, Motorola. Putting on 100 watts.
Yeah, okay, very good. Sounds great. Still connected to, the CMN network?
Well, the FBI network, which is connected to the CMN sometimes.
Yeah, okay, well, that's that extends the reach of it. Other than that, I'm doing okay here. No issues. I think I told you we got hit by lightning at night and lost my antenna. But it was an old vertical, and I replaced it with the same model number, so, and got rid of the coax. Got DXE 400 something or other. What the heck was that? 400 something. It's a little bit more rigid coax, but I figured I'd replace it.
Yeah, probably the brand name of LMR 400, which is a pretty standard one.
Yeah, it's their version. I don't know how they do that, but. It was easy to put together. I got some of the, bought their crimp-on tool and did it their way, so it's all set up and some new lightning arresters and let it go from there.
Yeah, I'm not crazy with crimp. I prefer to do it the old-fashioned way with end connectors and, you know, with the compression fittings and all that. Yeah, so it just took out your antenna and your cable and didn't just damage any equipment?
Well, I had the antenna disconnected, so I had a lightning arrester, and I think it took out that arrester. It kind of blew one of the ends off, but I think the coax is still good, but I wanted to replace it. It's been years since I'd had it, so I had 9913 up there, and I said, if I'm going to take everything down, which I did, I'm going to put everything new. In fact, I rebuilt some of the hardware on the tripod that was up there, replaced it, put a new ground clamp up there on the tripod and ran it through the ground and a few other things. But none of the equipment's affected here. We lost an older flat screen. The modem was taken out. A Blu-ray player was taken out, a wired smoke detector, let's see, a garage door opener, and it interrupted one of my circuits in the house, but there was no damage to the panel, and I got an electrician, I got it straightened out. It actually is in better shape the way it's set up now than it was before, the way it was set before was when this house was built in 1984, and it was not set up very good. I have some of these like older Malibu lights out there, which I have LEDs on now, and I had a couple of these little spotlights out there, and every one of the spotlights were taken out, but the LEDs that were in the older lights, the Malibu lights, were still lit. Go figure.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, the most important thing is that you have everything single point grounded. You know, that will prevent a lot of that.
Yeah, these radios and stuff are exactly that. and I don't think I took the direct strike. I think I think the main bolt went somewhere else over to the maybe possibly to the street to one of the poles, but I think the generally I want to call them, I guess they're called fingers. I call them fingers that come off the main bolt, and they're looking for other discharge points, and I think my antenna was one of them. And when it hit, it sounded like a firecracker going off in the house. So I don't know if it was the television that made the noise or it was something here. I've got the antennas. I got the ends of the antenna stuffed in one of them in an old Arizona iced tea bottle, and the other ones are stuffed in another bottle for kind of like insulation. I don't know how well that would work, but it's better just had them hang here. But that's what I have it set up, and I have never been hit by lightning. This is the first time since I've ever been in hobby or.
Yeah, you're lucky. I had a friend whose job it was protecting Ameritex equipment from lightning, and he wrote a whole white paper on it, and then I followed it exactly. Everything, all the grounds for everything are all connected to the same point. I have a ground window in the basement. All the antenna, lightning, you know, the polyphaser arresters are all mounted on that. All the cables that go up and down the tower are tapped into that. And then the base of the tower itself and the base of the tower is all connected to that. They're all connected to the same ground source. And then that's connected. I connected my house ground to that too, so they're all at the same level. Because that's what happens when you have a nearby strike. The ground potential can increase, and if everything, if all your grounds don't rise and fall at the exact same rate, that's where you get the damage.
Yep, and that makes sense. I know I have one ground for the. I'm going to call it cable, but I can't run it to the other ground. It's on the opposite end of the house, so be it. You know, I don't worry about it. Like I said, I've been first lightning strike, and I go through the precautions. First lightning strike I've ever had here, ever recorded. So I guess I'm doing pretty good. You know, will it happen again? I don't know. I mean, it could be one in a million. It depends on what the charge is building up at the between the cloud and the ground and the cloud. That has a lot to do with it. I don't care what you have installed. You can have it installed the right way. You take a direct hit. You're gonna suffer some kind of loss. Or
yeah, I agree. Yeah, all this stuff isn't gonna really help you if you have an absolute direct hit. But what it does, like I said, you have a nearby hit. Can save you. You know, if there's even a fraction of a difference of potential, you know, the surge will find that path, and if it's through a piece of your equipment, that's where it will go. So, it's very important. I had issues. I learned this when I had my business when we first got computerized, and they told, oh, you don't need anything special, you know, wiring or anything else, and the second week after we had it up and running, there was an electrical storm, blew out half the equipment. They replaced it and whatever. And then another week later, there was another storm, blew out more equipment. And I said, you know, I don't believe you. And I went and got everything rewired with isolated ground circuits in single point. And after I did that, never had another problem.
Yeah, WAPIK. Well, that's the way it should be done. If you can do it, do it 100%, do it. And, you know, these surge protectors, you probably know this, but a lot of people think that that's protection. It's not. It's only protection from a power surge from your power company, not lightning. It has nothing to do with it. So I put in a procedure if I have severe weather coming in here. It's mainly severe. I'm not really too concerned about general thunderstorms. But severe weather, I will go outside and I will unplug my garage door opener. It does have a battery backup system if I need to open it. And as long as it's charged, I'm unplugging it. I'm not going to take another surge. I did recoup it. I have an insurance policy on that, protected the main board, and that's what was taken out. But then I go through and unplug certain other things. None of my appliances in the house were affected, which I'm very thankful for. Over.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Yeah, it's a mess. With the house ground, even if it's at the other end of the house, I would still run another ground wire and connect the two together. You know, that's what I did. My house ground was about 30 feet from where all my other grounds for the ham radio stuff is, and I ran another number 6 copper to connect them together, because I don't want that difference of potential. That's deadly. Alright, I'm just about home, so thanks for riding along, and we'll catch you later. Yeah, enjoy the machine as it is. Obviously you got the PL strained out, and decided to stick and go and be uniform with the rest of other FBI machines, so there you go. Catch you later. ADPR.
Okay, yeah, I got this one here inputted a couple days ago. I forgot to do it, so what I can do is I could tie in my existing earth grounds all together, right? Isn't that what you're saying? Join them together?
Yeah, make sure all the grounds are all connected together, so there's no difference in potential.
Okay, so that's from the earth ground outside. Well, the rods that are going into the ground, I can just run another wire to each one and tie them in. So that wouldn't be a problem. It's just the expense of having to get that number 6 wire. That stuff isn't cheap.
I know it. You know, I was in that business, so I remember copper wire was expensive, and it's way more than when I was in business. So, yeah, you go to Home Depot, they keep that stuff under lock and key now. So, all right, catch you later. ADPR.
Yeah, okay, Phil. I'll definitely work on that. Appreciate your advice. ADPR.
WDHKLO.
KMS Center.
RUH.
Yeah, I mean, technically, if it's over 250 grams, you should have remote ID. Another BS FCC regulation. No one really does it. Now, if you buy, like, the DJI drones, they come with it. So, you're technically supposed to register it, too, and all that. But it's just getting stupid to the point where they're putting red tape everywhere. If you buy, like, a Mavic Mini 2, 3, or 4, you don't have to do anything. You can literally just charge it and fly it because it's under the 250 grams. NADDF, my bad.
NADDF, my bad, from W8FU. I'm driving.
I was talking to Dave on my node, and then I sat down at my desk and I grabbed my mic from my my ICOM, and apparently I was on the FBI, so that is my fault.
Ah, it happens.
Too many mics on the desk, too many radios, didn't pay attention, and yeah, I don't even know why I was on there earlier, actually. I don't think I talked to anybody.
All right, well, I won't keep you from whatever it was you were doing. I'm just on the road here for a minute, traveling from point A to point B.
All right, well, be careful on your commute. We're not really talking about anything too crazy. Drones and CB radio. But if I don't talk to you, happy Father's Day.
I don't even like that those two letters are together in the alphabet. So, yeah, if that's the most I hear of them up on these frequencies, then life's good. All right, catch you later, W8FU.
NADDF.
Not sure was it NALE, but it doesn't matter much because I have actually arrived at my destination, so take it away, but reserved parking only. Where can I park? I guess I can park here. All right, I've arrived where I'm going. W8FU.
KF8EFV monitoring.
EFM.
W8FU, AB here.
KF8DIC.
Hey, Phil, real quick, I'm really in the middle of something.
You had breakfast this morning?
Go ahead, John.
I'm busy with something, but what was up, and then I got to get back to this.
Oh, okay. I just want to know what your schedule looked like this week for me bringing the radio by looking at the push to talk button.
I'll have to look at my schedule. I've got things already starting to pile up. I'm sure it'll be good. I just don't know when. I'll just have to look. I've got no answer now. I'm not home or near a computer.
Okay, I have to be back out of the doctor's office on Tuesday around 1 to 2 o'clock, so that's a good time that might work.
Pretty sure I got a Tuesday 2 to 4 meeting, so that's probably going to be exactly not work. Yeah, I know for sure. I don't know. I got to look at my calendar. I just know there's just a lot going on.
All right. I'll check with you Monday then. We'll see what's going on. I could probably even do Monday. All right. Talk to you later. So, Jack, I didn't hear your answer. Did you go to breakfast?
Yes. We were about 15 people.
Hey, Jack, your audio is really low. I had to crank the volume way up. Are you talking right into the microphone?
How about now? Now I'm talking through the microphone.
Now, I got my volume all the way up, and I can't hear you. I can tell you're there, but I can't tell what you're saying. Something must be said wrong or something. So, catch you later, ABAPR.
WADD.
So, Phil, are you still out here?
ABATR from WADFU.
W8FU, W8RCY.
Yes, sir.
I am talking to you on my all-star note.
I can tell because you are crystal clear, as if you were sitting in the car with me.
Was it the dollar sign?
Thank you.
Now I got to set up all this stuff in here that's from the repair of the internet. So, okay, everything's done. Oh, wow, that thing's making pretty blue colors, too. Blue and green. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening again. Thank you. Have a great night. WERCY.
Yes, Wally, that was exactly what it was. Anyhow, I got that radio. I'm gonna just hook it up when I get to work tomorrow and fix. I gotta remember what it is. I know the node correction, but I don't know what the other thing was. So I'm gonna have to make sure I have a list of things that need to be corrected.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It was his Bank of GMRS channels. One of them it should have been set for PL and it's set for DPL.
All right, that's a 2-minute fix.
Yeah, it'll be real easy to find. Just list it out and look for something that says DPL. And then the other one is off 10 megahertz, my fat fingers.
Yeah, we didn't want to monkey with the node freak, just would have got too involved. So we just said, no, you know, just discorrect it, we'll be all good. It was just weird that we had two radios there, the only two radios there, and both of them were fat-fingered.
I gotta put my fingers on a diet.
The GMRS frequency that we're talking about is the Detroit .625. Is that the one we're talking about? Because that's the one I had problems with. But that was in the mobile radio, not the HT.
Yeah, it'll be real easy to find. It will stick out like a sore thumb, especially for Sean.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that's the mobile. I did not grab a mobile. The only thing I have here is an HT.
Yeah, but, oh, that's right. The mobile's the one that's off on the DPL.
Okay,
I understand now what happened
and
why
you
didn't transmit on just that one laptop phone.
Okay.
All right,
again, thank you both for your time.
And,
again, it's powered up and ready to
W-A-R-C-Y. He's going to get his email addresses up to date now. That was stereo, but I got both of you.
So what I said... that I will fix the one and I will bring the laptop home when I drop it off. I can run up, fix it. I just want to be sure it's powered up so that I don't have to wait to pull it out, hook it up to a supply. So provided it's ready to jack in and fix, I'll be happy to do that tomorrow, as long as I'm reminded.
Okay, the mobile unit is plugged back into the power supply. Everything's there. My plug-in is through the microphone, not through the back.
You have a cable?
USB to the front mic plug-in, yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, you got the software? No, you can fix it. Oh, that's right. You don't have the entitlement, so you could end up butchering everything again. Don't do that.
I'm still working on this. I haven't even butchered my pizza yet. So, yeah. All right. There might be pizza left for tomorrow if you're hungry. I can't eat this whole thing in one shot like I used to. All right. Get the Mrs. or L. Charles. Be safe on the roads. And thanks again to you both. W-8-R-C-Y. Back to my computer.
All right, I'm home. W-8-F-U.
W-A-R-C-Y.
Somebody trying to get out there. You're not making it. A little scratchy. W-A-R-C-Y is clear.
WRUG 7834 WRUG 488.